We spent the first hour talking Masters. We are spending this chunk of this hour talking NBA playoffs. We're joined right now by the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, seventh season with the Blazers. He was named Western Conference Coach of the Month twice this season. The only current NBA coach to win Coach of the Month at least once in each of the last six seasons. Portland beat Oklahoma City 104-99 yesterday. They have a 1-0 series lead. Oklahoma City is at Portland tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Blazers head coach Terry Stotts. Terry, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, we can talk about the Masters if you want.
So what do you think about the Masters, Terry? Did you spend much time watching it? What was your reaction?
It was incredible. It was good for the game, obviously. Happy for Tiger and all the trials and tribulations he's been through over the past few years, and to reach this, I couldn't have been happier for him. It was a great sports moment.
I appreciate your thoughts on that. It was a great sports moment. It really was. All right, so you're coming off a win over Oklahoma City in Game 1, Terry, 104-99. I understand that's only one game, but every game in the playoffs is important. How big did that win feel to you?
Well, you're right. Every game's important. When you have home court, there seems like there's a little more pressure to win that first game. You know, you saw on Saturday how many home teams lost on that first day. And, you know, with our history being swept the last 2 years, having home court last year, I think that was probably in the back of everybody's mind. But, you know, it's going to be a tough series. Last night was competitive. It was physical, and I don't anticipate any changes going forward.
Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joins us once again. Enes Kanter had 20 points. He had 18 rebounds, including two huge offensive boards and a left-handed layup in the final minute and a half of that game. Man, how big was he for you last night?
He was, like Dame said after the game, he's our MVP. You know, he did a lot of the dirty work. He had 20 points, and I don't know if we ran a play for him. He's involved in pick and rolls. He gets offensive rebounds. He just seems to make plays. To get 18 rebounds against a team like Oklahoma City, to get 7 offensive rebounds against a team like Oklahoma City, really speaks, I think, a lot to his work ethic and just his grittiness.
You know, and Terry's so big on defense, too. Like, he had a reputation on defense, especially in the postseason. I know you've heard about that reputation. In your mind, how fair was the reputation?
Well, I don't know. You know, he's been in the league for a while, so I don't know how he was in Utah and Oklahoma City. All I can speak of as to what he's done for us, and he's given great defensive effort. He's really been locked into our schemes and what we want from him, and he's doing his best to do that. And I think everybody can certainly improve, but certainly based on what I've seen here with us, he's not the defender that everybody said he was.
Terry Stotts joins us. Terry, you mentioned Dame. Damian Lillard said this after the game, and I quote, "What Mo does, what Chief does, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. Before the end of the game, I just told them I love you all. A lot of things they do go unnoticed," end quote. What does that tell you about Dame as a leader and the bonds on this team?
Well, I've said this for a long time. I think Damian Lillard is the best star leader in the league. He just does it every day. He does it by example. He does it by the things he says in the media, just like that quote. He appreciates his teammates. His teammates appreciate him. You know, I can go on and on about Damian's leadership. And a lot of times I think it gets overlooked because, you know, it's just because of the dynamic sometimes. There's not a lot of drama here. We just go about our business and have a great culture, which he leads. For him to say that about Mo and Chief, it's true. Those guys, this is the fourth year that both those guys have been here. They've been an integral part of what we've done the last 4 years. And when you see it every day, when you see it every game, we all appreciate it here.
We're talking Blazers basketball with the Blazers head coach Terry Stotts. And then, Terry, there's that Dame shot, right, with a one-point lead. Less than 2.5 minutes to go in the game, he pulls up from beyond deep. He drains that three. What did you think when it left its hand, and then what did you think when it went down?
Well, you know, when he gets clean looks, I think it's going to go in. You know, and along the lines of Steph Curry, you know, those guys are unique shooters that if they are open, you think it has a chance to go in. And you know, Dame started the game with one of those shots, it's almost appropriate that he nearly finished the game with one of those shots.
Now, you held OKC to 15% from three, and in particular, Paul George was just 4 of 15. What was your approach on defense last night?
Well, the three-point shot in general, and Paul George particularly, was a focal point, and I'm sure Oklahoma City will look back on some of those shots saying we had good shots, but those were two of our priorities, defensive priorities going into the game, was trying to be aggressive with George and not letting him have clean looks. And to be honest, I thought he had too many clean looks for my liking, but it was to compete. And as a team, they didn't shoot the three well. And, you know, I don't think that they'll shoot it that poorly very often, but at least for one game, that was important. And, you know, we looked at the four games that we played them during the regular season. The three-point line was pretty much the determining factor in all four games. We didn't shoot it particularly well, and they shot it well. So the script kind of flipped in this game.
No doubt. Blazers up on OKC, one game to none. Terry Stotts joining us. You know, Terry, the team has battled a number of key injuries this year, including the recent loss of Nurk. You know, I'm curious, how tough has that been for you and the players, and not just from a performance standpoint, but also from an emotional standpoint?
Well, you're right on both levels. I think, first of all, from an emotional level, Nurk is such a good guy, a good teammate, and when you see a guy like Nurk, who's been around and been around the team for a couple years, it's everybody's a little heartbroken, not only for us, but for him. And he was having his best season of his career. I think when you look at a basketball standpoint, he was arguably our second best player, and what he did at both ends of the floor, his plus minus, how the team performed when he was on the court. So it was a blow. And the fact that CJ was out at the same time, I'm really impressed how our guys were able to come together and keep competing the last 10 games of the season with basically those two guys being out.
I would imagine it was great also when Nurk showed up the film session on Sunday. You know, this seems like a really obvious thing to ask or to say, but how different is coaching during the playoffs versus coaching in the regular season? I mean, obviously there's a huge difference between seeing different opponents each time out versus the same one for a series, but how different is the in-game coaching aspect?
Well, I think it changes as the series goes on. Each team, you know your opponent pretty well going into game one, obviously game two, but by the time you get to game three, four, five, there's not a lot of newness or freshness to it, so it's about competing. Playoff basketball, you're not managing the season. A lot of times, you know, fatigue, you have no back-to-backs, travel is minimal, so you're able to just focus on a game. The entire team is locked into the task at hand. You know, I don't think there are any really side issues about playing time and any other drama that you might come across during the regular season. Everybody has a singular focus on what it takes to win that next game.
So what's the biggest key in your mind ahead of game two?
Well, I don't think from a defensive standpoint, the priorities are the same. They had 25 points in transition. That's too much. They had 21 second chance points. That's too much. You know, that's almost half their points right there in what we call easy baskets. So limiting those, we have to do a better job. Paul George and the three-point shooting will still be a focus. And, you know, offensively, I think we can still execute better. We got off to a great start. We were hot from the three-point line, but we had to grind it out for the next three quarters. So understanding we can execute a little bit better in the half court.
Terry Stotts, my guest. Before I let you go, how about last week the league said goodbye to Dirk. You coached him in Dallas. What was it like to work with Dirk, just being around him?
You know, Dirk is really special to me. He's everything has been said about him, but he was the ultimate professional. He's the ultimate competitor. But what I liked about him most was who he was as a person. He was good to everybody, had a great sense of humor. You know, it couldn't have happened. The way things turned out for him couldn't have happened to a better person. And, you know, his basketball accolades all speak for themselves. But as a person, I feel very fortunate to have known him.
Yeah, such an amazing guy. Such a great, great, great guy. And also, Terry, an amazing work ethic too, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he had it when I forget how old he was. So that was, you know, 10 years, 7, 8 years ago. So he was still in his early 30s. But, you know, the story of his work ethic is legendary. What he would do in the summer, what he would do in his early years with Steve Nash and coming back at night. You know, he worked extremely hard to get to where he was. You know, he struggled his rookie year. It was a lockout year. And ever since then, he turned it around, but his work ethic never changed.
Appreciate your thoughts on him and everything else. Portland beat Oklahoma City 104-99 yesterday. They're up 1-0 in that series, and game two is tomorrow night at Portland. Terry Stotts, my guest. Terry, thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Good luck, Terry. They're up 1-0, and that's a big, big win for them. Figures to be a long series, a long competitive series.